It's a very beautiful hymn.
这是
we just sung.
啊，我们刚刚所唱的诗歌是一首非常美丽的诗歌。
This is one of those hymns that the translation is very very truthful to the original text.
这是一首诗歌，它的翻译是非常与原文非常的相近。
And that should be our prayers today.
这能够成为我们今天的祷告。
This morning I'd like to fellowship with you from 1 Peter again.
今天早上我愿意与你们交通彼得前书。
And our brother share 1 Peter chapter 2 in a table meeting.
在擘饼聚会的时候，我们弟兄与我们交通到彼得前书第二章。
I would like to share with you on chapter 4.
我愿意与你们交通到第四章。
I'd like to please turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
请翻到彼得前书第四章。
This morning I'd like to share from verse 1 to verse 11.
今天早上我们要交通从第一节到第十一节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1 through 11.
彼得前书第四章第一节到第十一节。
We can break this 11 verses into 4 parts.
我们可以把这十一节分成四个部分。
Verse 1 through verse 3 is the first part.
第一节到第三节是第一个部分。
This part specifically addresses our relationship with sin.
这一段圣经特别说到我们与罪的关系。
And the second part is verse 4. 5 and 6.
第二段是第四节、第五节和第六节。
And this second part addresses our relationship with the world.
这一段就说到我们与世界的关系。
And the third part is verse 7.
第三段是第七节。
These verses discuss our relationship with our Lord.
这一段就说到我们与主的关系。
The final is from verse 8. Through verse 11.
最后一段是第八节到第十一节。
And this part describes our relationship with one another.
这一段就说到我们彼此之间的关系。
And several weeks ago, our brother talked about rest and relationship.
几个礼拜以前，我们弟兄交通到安息和关系。
And we all know that if our relationship is not right, then we will not be able to enter into rest.
我们知道我们的关系若是不对的话，我们就没有办法进入安息。
I think all the brothers will know that if we have a problem with our wife, then we will never be able to enter into rest.
我们弟兄们都知道，若是我们与妻子有难处的话，我们就没有办法进入安息。
I think all the brothers know this very well.
我相信所有的弟兄都知道，都能够知道这一点。
And that's the relationship with our wife.Is settled, we will not be able to enter into rest.
除非我们与妻子之间的关系有一个解决，否则我们没有办法进入安息。
As a Christian, then we need to settle the relationship with sin, with the world, with our Lord, with one another.
所以我们是基督徒，我们必须要来要来解决我们与罪、与世界、与主和与弟兄姐妹们之间的关系。
Let's read the first part. Our relationship with sin.
让我们先来读第一段，我们与罪的关系。
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God.For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。因为往日随从外邦人的心意行奸淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、 群饮并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经够了。
In this portion, the key verse is arm yourself also with the same attitude.
在这一段圣经里面，这最重要的一句话就是你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器。
We need to have a new attitude towards sin.
我们必须对罪恶有一个新的态度。
Let's read the second portion.
那我们来读第二段。
Our relationship with this world.
我们与这个世界的关系。
They think it's strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead.So that they might be judged according to man in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit.
第四节，他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。为此，就是死人也曾有福音传给他们，要叫他们的肉体按着人受审判，他们的灵性却靠神活着。
The key word in this section is the word strange.
在这这一段最这一段圣经里面最重要的一句话就是就是寄居的。
And we are strangers on this earth.
我们在这个世上是寄居的。
We're not the same as the rest of the world.
我们不是与这个世界世人是一样的。
For this reason, they will heap abuse on us.
就是因为这个原因，他们就会把毁谤堆在我们身上。
But what we are encouraged to do is to preach the gospel to the world.
但是我们所得到激励的，就是我们能够向这个世人传福音。
We must have a burden to preach the gospel to the lost.
我们必须要有一个负担，就是为世上向着世上的人传福音。
That's our relationship with the world.
这是我们与世界的关系。
The third section.
第三段。
The end of all things is near.Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is very near.
万物的结局非常近了。
We must pray to our Lord.
我们必须要向着我们的主祷告。
This defines our relationship with our Lord.
这个说出了我们和主的关系。
And final part, after all, love each other deeply.Because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do itwith the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
第八节，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲。若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again for the privilege to come around your table.
天父，我们实在感谢你给我们这样的权利，能够到你的桌子面前。
We pray that you will open our eyes every time we gather this way.
每一次我们如此聚集，你就来开我们的心眼。
To see the value of this table.
去看见这个桌子的宝贵。
To see the value of our Lord Jesus.
看见我们主耶稣的宝贵。
So we will have more love to thee.
我们就能够有更像爱你更多。
We have more strength to follow you.
我们就能够有力量来跟随你。
We commit the rest of this time into your hands.
我们把余下的时间交在你的手中。
Knowing that without the quickening of the Holy Spirit, that we will not be able to preach, and we will not be able to translate, and we will not be able to listen.
我们认识，若是没有圣灵的苏醒，我们就没有办法来传讲， 也没有办法来翻译，也没有办法来听你的话。
Therefore, we come before you humbly.
因此，我们谦卑地来到你面前。
Ask you to grant your mercy and grace upon us.
求你赐下你的恩典和怜悯。
So in the next hour, that we will be able to enter into your words.
主在下一的时间，我们能够实在进入你的话语之中。
Encourage our heart.
求你来激励我们的心。
If we can see the power of your words.
我们能够看见你话语的能力。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. In the first three verses, there are two phrases that are very interesting.
在前面三节里面有两句话是非常有意思。
The first phrase is time in the past.
第一个就是往日。
The second phrase is the rest of your earthly life.
第二句话就是你余下的光阴，在世余下的光阴。
Everyone has a life, but this life can be divided into two parts.
每个人都有一个生命，这个生命可以分成两段。
And one part is the time of the past.
一段就是已经过去的，就是往日。
And the other part is the rest of your life.
另外一个就是你余下的光阴。
Everyone knows our time in the past.
我们每一个人都知道我们过去的时间。
Even the little ones.
就是小孩子也是。
I always want to ask the little ones, how old are you?
我常常喜欢问小孩子你几岁了。
And the little one would use his fingers, you know, two or three.
所以小孩子用他们的手指来数，说是两岁或者是三岁。
Even the one that can hardly speak, they can use their fingers to tell us how old they are.
就是他们还不太能说话，他们都能够用他们的手指来告诉我们他几岁。
I believe every one of us now know your time in the past.
我想我们在座的每一个人都知道我们过去的时间。
Even some of us do not want to know it.
即使我们不愿意知道。
And we know it in our heart.
但是我们在心中却是知道的。
How old we are.
我们多年纪多大了。
And there's no question about that, because we celebrate that.
这是没有问题的，因为我们常常庆祝我们的生日。
We know our time in the past.
我们知道我们过去的时间。
But how many of us will know the rest of your time?
但有多少人能够知道我们余下的光阴？
Anyone know the rest of your time?
你们是否有人知道你们余下的光阴呢？
No one knows.
没有一个人知道。
Not a single one will know how much time that you will have.
没有一个人知道我们还有剩下多少时间。
How many of you will guarantee that you have one more year on this earth?
有多少人能够保证说我在世上还能够再活一年呢？
No one can guarantee that.
没有一个人能够有这样的保证。
No one can even guarantee that I will be here next year.
没有一个人能够有一个保证说我明年还会在这里。
We don't know the rest of our time.
我们不知道我们余下的光阴。
And this is the point.
这个就是问题的所在。
And Peter encouraged the brother and sister when he wrote 1 Peter.
彼得鼓励弟兄姐妹，当他在写这个彼得前书的时候。
The rest of your time may be short.
也许你所余下的时间不多。
And how should we live the rest of our time?
那我们要怎样来度我们余下的光阴呢？
That's the burden for this morning.
这是我今天早上的一个负担。
Given the fact that all the time of past has passed.
这是事实上所过去的时间已经过去了。
And nothing that happened in the past we can change.
我们没有办法来改变我们所过去的时间。
Given the fact that no one knows how much we have in the rest of our time,
我们也没有一个人知道我们余下的时间还有多少。
Then how should we live?
那我们当如何生活呢？
How to live the rest of our time?
那我们要怎样来度过我们余下的光阴呢？
And this is the burden this morning.
这是我今天早上的负担。
And this is the burden in 1 Peter, from verse 1 to verse 3.
这也是在 彼得前书第四章从第一节到第三节的一个负担。
If we don't know our time,
若是我们不知道我们的时间
，and we don't even know when the Lord will come,
我们不知道主何时要回来。
How do we prepare ourselves to see our Lord Jesus?
那我们如何来预备我们的自己来见我们的主呢
？So there are two uncertainty about time.
在这个在时间上，我们有两个。不确定的。
The first one, we don't know how long we're going to live on this earth.
第一个就是我们不知道我们在这世上还能够活多久。
Secondly, we don't know when the Lord will come.
第二点，我们不知道主何时会回来。
Given these two uncertainties,
就着这两个
不确定。How do we live on this earth today?
那我们今天应该如何在世上过生活
？And Peter encouraged the brother and sister in four different ways.
所以啊，彼得就来鼓励弟兄姐妹，就有四点来鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
First, we must have a new attitude towards sin.
第一个就是我们对罪要有一个新的态度。
We must have a new attitude.
我们必须要有一个新的态度。
If we want to live the rest of our time effectively.
我们若是要能够诚实地活着我们余下的时间
If we want to live the rest of our time to please the Lord
若是我们愿意过我们余下的时间是来讨主的喜悦
We must have a new attitude towards sin
我们必须对罪有一个新的认识
Brother and sister, sin is the most powerful weapon of Satan
弟兄姐妹们罪恶乃是撒旦最有效的一个武器
It is the sin that brought death to this world
是因着罪把这个死亡带进了这个世界。
It is the sin that now our Jesus Christ on the cross.
是因着罪把我们的主钉在十字架上。
It's the most powerful weapon of Satan.
这个是魔鬼最大最有全能的一个武器。
But we thank the Lord, God has the answer to sin.
但是我们感谢主，曾对这个罪恶有一个答案。
And this answer is Christ suffered in His body.
他的答案就是基督在肉身受苦。
And this is God's answer to sin.
这是神对罪恶的一个答案。
But what does this phrase mean?
但是这句话的意思是什么呢
？What does God, Christ suffer in His body means?
基督在肉身受苦是什么意思呢
？And Peter told us that this is an attitude.
彼得告诉我们，这是一个心智，一个态度。
Because Peter said we need to arm ourselves with the same attitude.
因为彼得告诉我们，也当将这样的心智当作兵器。
So Christ has an attitude.
基督有一个态度，有一个心智。
Today, we must have the same attitude.
我们今天也要有这样同样的心智。
What is attitude?
那什么是态度？
In Greek word,
在希腊文里面
and this word attitude is intention of our heart.
乃是说到我们心中的意念，就是心智。
So Chinese translation translates this word perfectly.
所以中文的翻译实在翻得非常的完美。
This attitude is the intention of our heart.
这个态度就是我们心中的一个意念。
心智。What is intention?What is the intention of Christ's heart?
所以我们的心智，什么是心智？基督的心智是什么呢
？We must have that same intention of heart.
我们也必须在我们有这样的心智。
So what is intention of Jesus' heart?
主耶稣的心智到底是什么
？And we can read many, many scriptures.
我们可以读许多的圣经。
And we will find that intention of heart is very, very clear.
我们可以看见基督的心智是非常的清楚。
It's no question what the intention of Jesus' heart is.
我们没有疑问的可以看出基督的心智是什么。
But just to save time, we're going to just refer to two verses.
为了节省时间，我们就来看两处的圣经。
We want to refer to one place when Jesus was 12 years old.
我们第一个就看见主耶稣在他12岁的时候。
When Jesus was 12 years old,One time he stayed in Jerusalem.
当主耶稣十二岁的时候，有一次他就在耶路撒冷。
And his parents already left.
那他的父母已经离开了。
And Jesus stayed behind.
那主耶稣就留在耶路撒冷。
So after 3 days, his parents began to worry.
这三天以后，他的父母就开始着急。
They couldn't find Jesus around the crowd.
在他们的朋友中间他们找不到耶稣。
So they rushed back to Jerusalem.
所以他们就赶快回到耶路撒冷去。
They saw Jesus, a 12-year-old boy, sitting in the middle of rabbis.
他们就看见主耶稣这个12岁的孩子就坐在文士们中间。
And he asked questions.
他就问他们问题。
And Jesus' mother was very, very worried and asked Jesus about this.
所以耶稣的母亲她非常的担心,她就问他。
And Jesus said,
那耶稣就说,
Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
岂不知我应当在我的父家吗?
Another translation says, I ought to be occupied in my father's business.
另外一个翻译就说, 我岂不以我父的事为念吗?
So even at age of 12, it's very clear the intention of his heart.
在耶稣12岁的时候,他的心智就已经非常的清楚。
His intention is Father's house.
他的心智就是父的家。His
intention is Father's business.
他的心智就是父的事。
It's not his house.
并不是他自己的家。
It's not his business.
不是他自己的事。
At 12 years old.
在12岁的时候。
A 12 years old boy.
一个12岁的男孩,
already have this intention in his heart.
他在他的心中已经有了这样的心智。
His intention for his life, his father's house, and father's business.
他在他一生中的心智就是他的父的家和父的事。
We fast forward to the end of his life.
我们就到他生命结束的时候。
In Gethsemane.
在克西马尼园,
Jesus was praying.
主耶稣在祷告。
He was praying earnestly.
他在那边迫切地祷告。
Apparently, there's something very heavy on his heart.
在他的心中有什么是非常的沉重。
Jesus said, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
主耶稣说, 我心里甚是忧伤, 几乎要死。
You never find this anywhere in Jesus' life.
你从来不会在耶稣的生活里面看到这句话。
Nothing overwhelm our Lord Jesus.
没有一个事情会叫我们的主甚是忧伤。
Not the despise and rejection.
即使人的拒绝。
Not the physical persecutions.
或者是身体上所受的逼迫。
Nothing will overwhelm our Lord Jesus.
没有一件事情能够叫我们的主甚是忧伤。
But at Gethsemane, Jesus said that my soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
但是在克西马尼园,主耶稣说,我的心里甚是忧伤,几乎要死。
Then he continued to say, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me.
然后他就继续祷告说,我父啊,倘若可行, 求你叫这杯离开我。
Yet not as I will, but as you will.
然而不要照我的意思,
we discover at the end of his life, the intent of Jesus' heart is the will of his Father.
我们看见在耶稣生命到结束的结尾的时候, 他的心智就是父的意思。
Even that is not his will,
虽然那个不是他的意思,
but his Father's will.
但是是他父神的意思。
And Jesus said, Yes, not as I will, but as you will.
耶稣就说, 不要照我的意思, 只要照你的意思。
Now we see it's very clear from the beginning of his life until the end of his life, the intent of his heart is very clear.
我们看见, 非常的清楚,从主耶稣生命的开始到他生命的结尾, 他的心智是非常的清楚。
It's to do the will of his Father.
乃是来照他的父神的心意而行。
And Christ suffered in his body because of his intention.
基督在肉身受苦, 乃是因着他的心智。
If Jesus does not have this intent, then he will not suffer.
若是耶稣没有这样的心智, 他就不用受苦。
In Gethsemane, Jesus faced a choice.
在克西马尼园主耶稣遇见了一个选择。
He need to decide whether he want to take this cup or ask the Lord to take this cup away from him.
他在里面有一个选择，就是他要喝这个杯，或者求父神把这个杯挪去。
Taking this cup is the will of Father.
喝这个杯就是照父神的心意而行。
That's the will of his Father. He knew very clear.
他知道这个是父神的心意，他知道的非常清楚。
But Jesus has his own desire as well.
但是主耶稣也有他自己的意思。
The Christ's desire is not to be separated from his Father.
因为他的心意乃是他不愿意与父神离开。
He knew taking his cup mean a separation from his Father.
因为他知道说当他要领这个杯的话，他就必须要与父神离开。
And this thought of being separated overwhelmed our Lord Jesus.
但是这个与父神离开的这个思想叫他心里甚是忧伤。
To the point of death.
几乎要死。
It's not what he wants.
这个不是他所要的。
Our Lord Jesus would never want to be separated from his Father.
我们的主耶稣他不愿意与他的父神离开。
But this cup, taking this cup, is the will of his Father.
但是喝这个杯却是这父神的心意。
Therefore,When his own desire in conflict of the will of the Father, Jesus said, Yes, not as I will, but as you will.
所以当他的意思跟父神的心意有了冲突的时候，他就对父神说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
He put down his own will.
他把他自己的心意放下。
He set aside his own desire.
他把他自己的喜悦放在一边。
This is mean denying yourself.
这个就是弃绝你的自己。
This is the real meaning of denying yourself.
这就是弃绝自己的一个真实的意义。
After Jesus prayed this prayer of denying himself.
当主耶稣这样子的祷告，弃绝了他的自己。
An angel appeared.And strengthen him.
就一位天使来加力量给他。
And give our Lord Jesus new strength to pray.
给他有新的力量来继续祷告。
And he prayed earnestly.
他就继续的祷告。
And his sweat was like drop blood falling to the ground.
他的汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
This is the real meaning.Of taking up one's cross.
这个就是背起自己的十字架。
No one can take up the cross without first denying himself.
若不是我们先弃绝我们的自己，我们就不能够背起十字架来。
When you deny yourself,
当你弃绝自己的时候，
you die.
你就死了。
When you die,
当你死了。
You are free from sin.
你就脱离罪的捆绑。
Anyone who has died has been free from sin.
凡是死的人都与罪的脱离了捆绑。
This is a new attitude that we ought to have towards sin.
这是我们对罪的应该有的新的心智。
Let's summarize a little bit here.
让我们做一个总结。
We have to have this new attitude.
我们必须要有这个新的心智。
We need to have a new intention in our heart.
我们必须在我们的心中有一个这样新的心智。
This intention is to do the will of God.
这个心智就是来照父神的旨意而行。
Sometimes our own will, our own desire is in conflict with the will of God.
有的时候我们自己的意思是与父神的意思是有冲突的。
We will deny our own will.
那我们就弃绝我们的自己的。
By denying our own will, we die.
当我们弃绝自己的意思，我们就死了。
Then we are free from sins.
那我们就脱离了罪。
Satan used the sin to appeal to our human desire.
撒旦用罪来取悦我们这个。人的心
It always attracts our human desire.
他一直用这个来吸引我们人的意念。
If we have this new attitude,
若是我们有这样的一个新的心智，
we will choose the will of God over our own human desire.
我们就选择神的心智 胜过我们自己人的情欲。
Then we die to that sin.
那我们就向着那个罪是死的。
And we are free from sin.
那我们就脱离了罪。
If we don't know how much time we have on this earth,
若是我们不知道我们余下的光阴还有多少，
we cannot afford to sin anymore.
我们不能够再犯罪了。
We have committed enough sin in the time of the past.
我们在往日已经犯了足够的罪。
For the rest of this time, we need to have this new attitude.
在这余下的时间里，我们需要有这样的新的心智。
Have this new attitude like Christ.
像基督一样有这样的心智。
Arm ourselves with this new attitude.
把这个心智这样的心智作为兵器。
This is our new attitude towards sin.
这是我们对罪的一个新的心智。
The second point.
第二点。
From verse 4 and verse 7.
第四节到第七节。
We must have a burden for the lost.
我们必须对着失丧的人有个负担。
When you read the first Peter in the chapter 1, verse 1, when Peter wrote to this brother and sister,
在彼得前书第一章第一节，当彼得写这封信给那些弟兄姐妹们的时候，
Peter called this brother and sister strangers.
他称呼他们为寄居的。
Brother and sister, we are strangers.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是寄居的。
We are very different from this world.
我们与世上的人是不一样的。
We have a new life.
我们有一个新的生命。
We have a new destination.
我们有一个新的目标。
We have a Father in heaven.
我们在天上，我们有一个父在天上。
Who have a purpose for us?
他向着我们是有一个心意。
So to this world, we are strangers.
所以对着这个世界而言，我们乃是寄居的。
So we do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation.
所以我们不当与他们同悲那放荡无度的路。
We have done that in the past.
我们过去是这样子过日子。
We plunge ourselves in the same flood of dissipation.
我们乃是过着那些放荡无度的日子。
But now we are saved.
但是我们今天如今得救了。
We do not do that anymore.
我们不再做过这样的生活。
But when we stop doing the things we have done in the past,
我们不再做我们过去所做的那些事情。
It becomes very strange.
那我们就成为一个寄居的人。
Maybe you have friends in the past.
也许你过去有一些朋友。
You always do certain things together.
那你们常常在一起做一些事情。
But now you are safe.
那现在你已经得救了。
You do not go with them anymore.
所以你不再跟他们一起去玩了。
And you are strange in their eyes.
所以你在他们的眼中就是一个寄居的人。
And sometimes they will heap abuse on you.
所以他们有时候就会毁谤你们。
The world only know one kind of life.
这个世人只知道一种的生活。
And Christians, however, have a different kinds of life.
但是我们基督徒是有一种有知道有另外一样的生活。
The world have one kind of food.
在这个世人只有一种的食物。
And Christians have another kind of food.
但是基督徒却是有另外一种的食物。
The world know one kind of waters.
这个世人只知道一样的一种水。
And Christians knows the other type of waters.
但是基督徒知道还有另外一种的水。
So we cannot do the same thing as we did in the past.
所以我们不能够再像我们往日那样过生活。
But we have to pay a price for this.
但是我们必须为着这个，我们必须要付上一个代价。
Our friend in the past may heap abuse on us.
我们过去的朋友也许会毁谤我们。
Just like all the Christians in the scriptures.
就是像圣经里面所说的这些基督徒一样。
Noah was abused mightily by his contemporaries.
挪亚被他的那个同世代的人所毁所所毁所毁谤。
Lot was abused by men of Sodom.
罗德被索多玛的人毁谤。
Joseph was abused by his own brothers.
约瑟被他自己的兄弟们所毁谤。
Moses was abused by his fellow Israel.
摩西是被这些以色列人 所回报。
If we want to follow the Lord,
若是我们要跟随主的话
，We want to take on this new life.
若是我们要开始走这个新的生命
，We are strangers in this world.
我们在这个世上就是一个寄居的。
And there will be persecution on us.
在世上，我们一定会遇见苦难。
But what should we do?
但是我们当如何行呢？
It is very natural for us to criticize those who do not believe.
所以就很自然的，我们就开始批评那一些不相信主的人。
It's very easy for us to condemn those who commit sins.
那我们很自然的，我们就为着那些犯罪的人，我们来定罪他们。
But verse 5 tells us.
但是第五节告诉我们说
that they will give account.To Christ,
他们要在基督的面前交账。
Who will judge the living and the dead?
基督要来审判活人和死人。
It is Christ that is ultimate judge.
基督是那最终的审判。
We were never called to be a judge.
我们并不是被呼召成为一个审判的人。
Although we all want to be judged,
虽然我们都想要成为一个
审判。We behave like a judge.
我们常常我们的行为就是像一个审判。
We judge our spouse.
我们审判，我们论断我们的配偶。
We judge our children.
我们论断我们的孩子们。
We judge our boss.
我们论断我们的老板。
We judge our brothers and sisters.
我们也论断我们的弟兄姐妹们。
Although we are never called to be a judge.
但是我们神却没有来呼召我们成为一个审判的人。
Lord called us to be a witness.
神呼召我们成为一个见证。
A witness like Noah.
成为一个见证像挪亚一样。
Noah knew that the flood is coming.
挪亚知道那个洪水要来了。
No one knew the judgment is coming.
挪亚知道那个审判的日子要到了。
But no one knew that he is not the judge.
但是挪亚知道他并不是那个审判。
It's not up to Noah to judge the world at the time.
所以挪亚并不是要来审判那个世代的人。
Instead, Noah is a witness.
但是挪亚确实成为一个见证
的人。So Noah preached the gospel for 100 years.
所以挪亚在100年之间就来传讲福音。
Brother and sister, this is what we are called.
弟兄姐妹们，这是神给我们的呼召。
We are called to be the witness and not a judge.
神呼召我们成为做一个见证，不是做一个审判。
If we preach the gospel to the world.
若是我们向着世人传福音。
If they accept the gospel,
若是他们接受了这个福音
even one day, their bodies will still die.
也许有一天他们的身体会死
but their spirit will live.
但他们的灵性却活着
This is the reason we have to preach the gospel.
这就是我们需要传福音的原因
This is the reason this is urgent.
这就是这个是为什么这是那么迫切。
We don't know the rest of our time.
我们不知道我们余下的光阴。
We know the flood may be coming soon.
我们知道洪水快要来了。
If we knew the flood,
若是我们知道这个洪水要来
了 how can we not to tell people?
我们怎能够不告诉人呢
If we knew there is an ark,
若是我们知道那边有一个方舟
How can we not tell people?
那我们怎能不告诉人呢
How can we not tell our parents?
我们怎能不告诉我们的父母
How can we not tell our uncles?
我们怎能不告诉我们的叔叔
How can we not tell our neighbors?
我们怎能不告诉我们的邻居
Flood is coming.
我们要告诉他们洪水要来了
But there is an ark.
但是有一个方舟
We are not here to judge our brothers.
我们并不是在这边要来论断我们
的弟兄们。We are not here to judge our friends.
我们并不是来在这边论断我们的朋友。
We are here to be a witness.
我们乃是在这边要成为一个见证人。
To tell people that there is an ark.
去告诉人说有一位方舟。
When flood is coming, the only way to survive is to get into the ark.
当洪水来的时候，唯一能够得拯救的路乃是进入那方舟。
We don't know how much time your friends has.
我们不知道你的朋友还有多少的时间。
I don't know how much time your father and mother has.
我们也不知道你父母的还有多少的时
间。Don't know how much time your relative has.
我们不知道你的亲戚还有多少的
时间。The flood may be coming soon.
这个洪水就快要来了。
There is an ark.
但是有一个方舟。
But they do not know about it.
但是他们却不知道这方舟。
We have to tell them.
因此我们必须要来告诉他们。
It's our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
We are witness.
我们是来见证的。
This is the reason God leave us on this earth.
这就是神把我们留在这世上的原因。
To tell our friends.
去告诉我们的朋友们。
There is an ark.
有一个方舟。
So we must have the burden for the loss.
我们必须对着世上的人有一个这样的负担。
The third point.
第三点。
We must consider the end of all things is near.
我们必须要来思想万物的结局近了。
Verse 7, the end of all things is near.
第七节，万物的结局近了。
If it was near when Peter wrote the first Peter, and it must be much nearer at this time.
若是在彼得写彼得前书的这个时候，他就看见万物的结局近了，那今天岂不是更近了吗？
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
don't wait for anything else to happen.
不要再等候有任何的事情发生。
All the prophecies concerning Lord's second coming have been fulfilled.
所有一切的预言关于我们基督的第二次的再来都已经实现了。
God does not have to do another thing before Jesus' second coming.
神不需要在主耶稣再来之前再做任何的事情。
Jesus can come any day, any time now.
主耶稣能够在任何的时候任何的时间里面来到。
It is that near.
这就是这样的近。
Don't be fooled by thinking certain things must happen.
不要带张无知的人想以为有些事情必须要发生。
Don't be fooled by waiting for an antichrist.
不用再当一个无知的人在那等候敌基督的来到。
It will be too late.
那就是太晚了。
Jesus can come today.
主耶稣今天就可以再来。
You look around this world now.
你看看世上的事情。
Iran is developing a nuclear weapon. Everyone knows.
我们每一个人都知道伊朗在那边发展核子的武器。
And no one is doing anything about it.
但是却没有任何人做任何的事情。
And Iran has openly declared that the intention of their heart is to wipe Israel out of map.
伊朗他们公开的表示他们的心意就是要把以色列人除掉。
You know, Satan actually told us their intention.
撒旦竟然已经告诉我们了他们的心意。
It's very, very clear that what is the intent of their heart.
他们心中的心意是非常的确定的。
And Israel is more isolated than ever.
今天以色列人更加的孤立。
Someone said that today the condition of Israel is none different than the condition of Israel prior to World War II.
许多人说今天在以色列的光景跟他们在第二次世界大战以前的光景是没有区别的。
They are isolated just like before World War II.
他们就像他们在第二次世界大战以前那样的被孤立。
And we look at world economies.
那我们看见世上的经济。
All the major nations are in debt.
所有大的国家都负债。
The biggest nation has biggest debt.
越大的国家他们的负债越多。
And this world economy is on the verge of collapsing.
在这个世界的经济他们正是濒于那个崩溃的情况下。
Then you look at natural disasters.
但是你再看看天然的灾害。
You look at the man-made disasters.
你看见人为的灾害。
It's a common event.
这现在已经成为一个平常的事了。
End of all things is near.
万物的结局近了。
We must live our life under this light.
我们必须要活一个我们必须要过日子是在这样的光之下。
We should begin our day and thinking this could be the last day.
每一天早晨我们都应当想说今天也许就是最后一天。
We should plan our day under the light that this could be the last day.
我们在我们计划我们的日子的时候，我们必须要看见今天可能就是最后一天。
And the days of Noah, they don't consider this.
在挪亚的日子的时候，人不这样子思想。
They go on with their ordinary life.
他们照样过他们的日子。
They eat, they drink, they marry, and give marriage.
他们照常吃喝嫁娶。
But one day when the flood came,
但是当有一天洪水来了
they were not prepared.
他们没有预备好。
Today we can do the same. We can go on the ordinary life.
今天我们也能够照样如此，我们可以照常的过我们的生活。
We eat, we drink, we marry, we give marriage.
我们照样吃喝嫁娶。
But are we prepared if the Lord comes today?
若是主今天再来的话，我们是否预备好了？
Sometimes we look around, we envy this world.
许多时候我们四围看一下，我们就很羡慕这个世界。
We look at this world, people pursue their own prosperity.
我们看见这个世人追求他们自己的福乐。
We in our heart, we envy them.
在我们的心中，我们也羡慕他们。
One psalmist, Asaph, wrote a song about this.
有亚撒这个诗人就写了一首诗关于这一点。
He wrote a whole psalm about this.
他写了一首整篇的诗篇就是关于这一点。
He wrote an entire psalm 73 about this.
他诗篇第73篇就说出这个情形。
Asaph was very frustrated in his heart.
在亚撒他心中非常的不平。
He looked at those prosperity of those wicked person.
他看见那些恶人他们想平安他们的福乐。
They always carefree.
他们总是常想安逸。
But their wealth is increasing.
他们的财宝更加增加。
So he's frustrated in his heart.
所以他心中心怀不平。
He says, surely in vain have I kept my heart pure.
所以他说我真是突然洁净了我的心。
Are we sometimes have the same feeling as Asaph?
我们是否有时候也像亚撒一样有这样的想法
？We look at the world, we look at the people around the world. They pursue prosperity, and we envy them.
我们看见这个，看见世人，看见周围的人，他们追求福乐，他们得着他们得着成功。
And that affect intent of our heart.
这个就影响了我们心中的我们的心智。
We used to have intent to do the will of God.
我们过去有这样的心智是要来遵循神的旨意。
But now we reserve a space in our heart to pursue the prosperity of this earth.
但今天我们却在我们心中保留了一个地方，也是要来追求世上的福乐。
Thank the Lord when Asa entered into the sanctuary of God.
但是我们感谢神，当亚撒进到神的家的时候
，and everything become clear to him.
每一件事情对他就成为了就成为明白。
Because now he considered the end.
现在他就思想他们的结局。
Brother and sister, this is the secret. If we do not consider the end, we will be very unclear.
若是我们不思想这个结局的话，我们就没有办法明白。
We will be confused.
我们就会非常的混淆。
Therefore, we need to consider the end.Every single day.
我们必须每一天都来思想这个结局。
Therefore, our mind will be clear.
所以我们的思想能够清楚。
We will have better self-control.
我们就能够谨慎自守。
Then we can pray.
那我们就能够祷告。
Have you ever wondered why can't I pray?
你有没有想过说为什么我不能祷告呢？
I want to pray.
我想要祷告。
But I can't really pray.
但是我却没有办法真实的祷告。
It looked like I can't enter into a prayer life.
好像我没有办法进入一个祷告的生活。
Because we do not consider the end.
这是因为我们没有来思想结局。
Therefore, our mind is not clear.
所以我们的心思不清楚。
Without a clear mind and self-control, no one can pray.
我们若是不警醒，我们若是不谨慎自守，我们没有办法祷告。
So this is the third point.
这是第三点。
We must consider the end of all things is near.
我们必须要思想万物的结局近。
The final point.
最后一点。
We must have a fervent heart for one another.
我们必须彼此切实的相爱。
In verse 8, above all, love one another deeply.
第八节说最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
Or fervently.
或者是强烈的。
And this word in Greek means stretching.
在这个意思在希腊文里面就是有延伸的意思。
To stretch out.
能够来伸张的。
And this word is used to describe someone running a long race.
这个字特别来说明到有一个人他在长跑的里面。
Maybe you're running a marathon.
也许他在跑马拉松。
And when this person runs to the final miles.
当他跑到最后一里的时候。
He's probably used up most of his strength.
也许他一切的力量几乎都用光了。
So at the final miles, this person is stretching himself.
所以在最后的一里他必须要伸张他的自己。
He used every bit of last energy.
他必须要使用他最后一点点的力量。
Straining his every muscle.
把他的每一个肌肉都伸张起来。
To finish the race.
能够来跑完最后的路。
Have you ever considered this is a way that we love one another?
你有没有这样的想象过说这是我们应当彼此相爱的一个情形
This is not our idea about loving one another.
这个并不是我们想象那彼此相爱的一个想法
Our idea of loving one another is there is one brother that is so lovely.
我们彼此相爱是说有一个弟兄他非常的可爱
That we get along very, very well.
那我们彼此能够非常来交往
Oh, we become good friends.
我们就成为好的朋友
So we do things together.
所以我们就常常在一起做一些事情。
And we talk things together.
然后我们也在一起有交通。
And this brother and me, we love one another.
所以这个弟兄和我们彼此相爱。
That is also loving one another.
这也是一个彼此相爱。
But it's not what Peter was saying here.
但是这个却不是彼得所说的。
Peter was saying here is the someone that you absolutely, you cannot love.
这里彼得所说的乃是那些人是你绝对没有办法爱的人。
You have to stretch yourself.
你必须要来伸张你的自己。
You have to strain your muscle.
你必须要来使用你所有的肌肉。
You have to use every bit of your energy in order to love this brother.
你必须要用你身上剩余所有的精力来爱这个人。
And this is the way that Peter has us to do.
这就是彼得要我们所做的。
To stretch ourselves.To love our brothers and sisters.
是来伸张我们的自己来爱我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And Peter said there's three ways you can stretch yourself.
彼得说在这边有三个方面你可以来伸张你的自己。
Let's look at those scriptures to see whether you and I have ever stretched ourselves.
让我们来看看圣经所以看看我们自己是不是有这样子的伸张我们自己过。
First, if someone sins against you,
第一个就是若是有人得罪你
And it's very hard for you to forget about
对你而言是非常的很难忘去
And even this person has confessed before the Lord
虽然这个人在主的面前已经认罪了
But it's very difficult for us to forget
但是很难让我们来忘却
Do you have the experience yourself?
你自己有没有这样的经历呢
Our nature, our human natures, is very difficult to forget about things.
就我们的人而言，我们是没有办法忘记。
How do you actually forget?
那你怎能够忘记呢？
You have to stretch yourself.
你必须要来伸张你的自己。
After you were stretched, then the stretched love can cover that sin.
将你伸张你自己，这个被伸张过的这个爱。就能够遮掩这个罪。
Love can cover a multitude of sins.
爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
This does not mean we condone sins.
这并不说是我们容忍罪。
This means that if this brother has confessed before the Lord,
这是乃是说到这个弟兄已经在神面前认罪了。
Then I will be able to forget about his sin.
那我也能够来忘记他的罪。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
Forget about someone's sin is important.
能够忘记别人的罪得罪我们的是非常重要的
And this needs stretching.
这个需要被伸张
The second way the Lord can stretch us is through hospitality.
第二点，神能够来伸张我们，乃是借着互相款待。
Peter asked brothers and sisters to provide hospitality to other brothers and sisters.
彼得要弟兄姐妹们来彼此互相款待。
Brother and sister, providing hospitality is a great way to stretch our love.
弟兄姐妹们，那我们能够彼此来接待，是是一个非常好的方法来伸张我们的爱。
I once encouraged brothers and sisters in Sugarland. I said to them, "No, you all have a very big house."
有一次我就鼓励在住在唐城的弟兄姐妹们，我说你们都有很大的房子。
And one of these days, when you stand before the judgment seat, the Lord will ask you, "I gave you the big house. What have you done?"
那有一天
for me,
当你在基督审判台前。神就要问你说我给你一个大的房子你为我做了什么
What have you done with that house for the Lord?
你在有这样大的房子你为了基督为了主做了什么
The Lord give us a house not just for us to enjoy that house.
神给我们一个房子并不是只是让我们能够来享受这个房子
Lord give us a capacity to provide hospitality to all.
神就给我们一个这个度量叫我们能够来接待。
Some of us may have difficulty to do that.
也许我们有些这样的困难。
Then we need to be stretched by the Lord.
因此我们就必须要被主来伸张。
Some of us think, you know, I don't have a big house.
那也许有人说我没有一个大房子。
I don't have a big house like brother so and so.
我并没有像某某弟兄有一个很大的房子
So I can't provide hospitality
所以我没有办法接待弟兄姐妹
Brother and sister The house The Jesus That went to the most often Is a very small house
但是弟兄姐妹们主耶稣他所去的那个最常去的一个家是一个非常小的房子
It's not about the size It's about the love
并不是关于那个房子的大小乃是爱
No matter how small your house is,
不管你的家有多小
you can provide hospitality.
你都能够接待。
We need to be stretched by the Lord.
我们需要被主来扩充。
To provide hospitality to our brothers and sisters, to friends.
所以我们能够来接待我们的弟兄姐妹们。
The third way that we can be stretched is by serving one another.
第三点我们能够被扩充的乃是就是彼此服侍
It is very easier to be served
能够接受服侍是很容易的
But to serve others is to stretch
但是要来服侍人这却是一个伸张
It is a great way for the Lord to stretch ourselves
这是一个非常好的方法让神能够来扩充我们
Serve others is really helping each other to grow in the Lord
服侍人乃是来帮助彼此帮助能够在基督里成长
in the sense that the people that serve others is like a farmers
服侍人的好像一个农夫一样
farmer is helping something to grow
农夫是来要叫东西成长的
when we serve in assembly we are helping each other to grow in the Lord
当我们在神的家里面来服侍的时候我们乃是来彼此帮助叫我们在主里能够长大
It is hard labors
这是一个辛苦的工作
It is hard working
这个是不容易这是辛苦的工作
It takes stretching
这个是需要被伸张的
We only can learn love in services
我们是能够在服侍中学习爱
Without serving one another we were never able to learn this love
我们若是不参与任何的服事我们就没有办法来学到这样的爱
This love does not depend on the responses of those who receive
这个爱 不在于那个被服事人对你的一个反应
Lord Jesus can serve Judas
主耶稣服事了那犹大
From the day one he knew what Judas was about to do
从第一天他主耶稣就知道犹大会要做什么事
But Jesus can serve Judas
但是主耶稣却服侍了犹大
Jesus' love toward Judas does not depend on Judas' responses to Jesus
主耶稣对犹大的爱并不在于犹大对他的反应
This is real stretching
这是一个 真正的扩充
We are not used to this
我们都不习惯有这样子
When someone show anger to us,
当有人对我们生气的时候
，our natural response is react angrily.
我们天然的反应就是我们也生气。
Our love is very much depend on the responses to the other person.
我们的爱乃是在于人对我们的反应。
If we react this way,
若是我们这样子的话
，then this person has more power on me than God.
那这个人在我身上的力量就超过于神。
Because this person can control my behavior better than God.
因为这个人就能够来控制我的行为。比神还能控制我。
If we only return evil with evil,
若是我们只是以恶报恶的话。
And how can we learn this love?
那我们怎能够学习这个爱呢？
But how do we return grace for evil?
那我们怎么能够以恩典来报恶呢？
And we need to be stretched.
我们必须要来被伸张。
When we do serve in the assembly,
当我们在聚会里服侍的时候。
And sometimes,There are few will give you good responses.
只有少数的人会给你有好的回应。
Many will give you no responses.
许多人对你没有任何的回应。
And there are few will give you a very negative response.
也有少数的人会有给你非常负面的反应。
If your services depend on the responses of others, you will never be able to serve.
若是你的服事只是在于人对你的反应的话，你不可能服事的。
Or you can just serve for a little while.
或者你只能够服侍少许的时间。
And you said, I want nothing to do with this.
然后你就会说，我再也不要管这事。
Because you're not stretched.
因为你没有被伸张。
We need this kind of love.
我们必须要有这样子的爱。
We need Lord to stretch us.
我们必须要让神能够来扩充我们。
And you can only be stretched by serving one another.
你只能就只有你来彼此服侍的时候，才能够被得着扩充。
In the last day,
在这个最后的日子里
，we need this fervent love in our heart.
我们必须在我们的心中有这样子切实的爱。
We need the love that has been stretched.
我们必须要有这样子爱是能已经被扩充的。
So we can serve one another fervently.
所以我们能够彼此切实的相爱。
Brothers and sisters and friends, we come to a close now.
弟兄姐妹们，我们到了结尾。
If you have not been saved today,
若是你今天还没有得救
，We want you to know the ends of all things may be near.
我愿意你知道万物的结局。
And there is a judgment at the end.
在最后是有审判。
There is a flood coming.
有一个洪水要来到。
The only way to survive is get into the ark.
唯一能够得拯救的道路乃是进入方舟。
The ark is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个方舟就是我们的主耶稣基督。
We have to accept our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要来接受我们的主耶稣基督。
So we can enter into this ark.
所以我们能够进入这方舟。
We will survive the flood.
我们就能够得拯救。
I'd like to speak to someone we have spent enough time to live according to our own desire.
我愿意对那些靠已经在就着自己的情欲生活的人。
I'd like to speak to someone who is still in sin today.
我愿意对着那些仍然在罪中的人说话。
The past is past.
往日过去的已经过去了。
And we have the rest of our time.
我们有余下的光阴。
We need to know how to live the rest of our time.
我们必须要来知道如何过余下的光阴。
Should we make a new decision today?
我们今天是不是应该做一个新的决定？
To live for the will of God.
乃是为着神的旨意而活。
And not our own desire.
不是为着我自己的心意。
If we are plagued by sins,
若是我们被罪所困，
the only answer is the suffering Christ.
这唯一的答案乃是基督的受苦。
The only answer is to arm ourselves with the same attitude.
乃是将基督受苦的心智当作兵器。
When we face the temptation, we need to deny ourselves.
当我们遇见试探的时候，我们必须要弃绝自己。
Then we die.
然后我们就死了。
We are free from sin.
那我们就脱离了罪。
I'd like to speak to someone that prayer has never been real to you.
我愿意对着那些祷告好像永远不是真实的人说。
The reason is that you do not consider the end of all things is near.
这个原因乃是因为你并不认为说万物的结局已经近了。
We must begin every day and think this may be the last day.
我们每一天的开始，我们都需要有这样的思想，就是今天可能是最后一天。
Then we will have a different prayer life.
那这样子，我们就会有一个不同的祷告的生活。
I would also like to speak to those who come to the meeting but never serve in any way.
我愿意对着那一些来聚会，但是却从来没有服侍过的人说话。
Brother and sister, you missed out a great opportunity to be stretched.
弟兄姐妹们，你们实在失去了一个被扩充的机会。
There are too many spectators in assembly.
在我们的聚会里面有许多的旁观者。
We need to be stretched by the Lord.
我们必须要被主来扩充。
When we do see the Lord in front of judgment seat.
有一天我们必须要在审判台前。
What will Lord say to us?
那主会对我们说什么呢？
Will the Lord save a good and faithful servant?
他会对我们说你是又良善又忠心的仆人吗？
Or the Lord say you are a wicked and lazy servant.
还是他说你是又恶又懒的人？
There's nothing in between.
没有一个是在中间的。
Don't be fooled by thinking there may be something in between.
不要认为说在这个也许有一些地方是在中间的。
You are either a good and faithful servant.
你要不就是一个又良善又忠心的仆人。
Or you will be a wicked and lazy servant.
要不你就是一个又恶又懒的仆人。
What's past is past.
过去的已经过去了。
We cannot do anything about it.
我们过去的日子，我们没有办法做任何的事。
But we have the rest of our time.
但是我们今天还有余下的光阴。
Should we use the rest of our time to learn to be a good and faithful servant?
我们是不是应该用我们余下的光阴来做一个又良善又忠心的仆人？
Or continue to be a wicked and lazy servant?
还是你要继续成为一个又恶又懒的仆人？
Brother and sister, how do we live the rest of our time?
弟兄姐妹们，我们当如何度我们余下的光阴？
We must have a new attitude towards sin.
我们对罪恶必须要有一个 新的态度。
We need to arm ourselves with the attitude of Christ.
我们必须以基督的心智作为兵器。
When we face the temptation, we must deny ourselves.
当我们遇见试探的时候，我们必须要来弃绝我们
的自己。We need to die to sin.
我们必须要向着罪是死的。
We need to die to self.
我们必须向着自己是死的。
We will be free from sin.
那我们就能够脱离罪。
We must have a burden for the lost.
我们必须对着世上的人有一个负担。
God did not call us to be a judge.
神不是呼召我们做一个审判的人。
Do not go around judge.Our friends.
不要来论断你的朋友们。
Do not go around judge our family members.
不要来论断家里的人。
Be a witness to them.
乃是要做这对向着他们做一个见证人。
Tell them there's a flood coming.
告诉他们说洪水要来。
But there is an ark.
然后有一个方舟。
We must get into the ark to survive the flood.
我们必须要进入方舟。叫我们能够逃避洪水。
We must consider the end of all things is near.
我们必须要来思想万物的结局近了。
Every day could be the last day.
每一天也许就是最后一天。
I'm not exaggerating.
我并不是来说的太过分。
Every day could be the last day.
每一天很可能就是最后一天。
If we have this attitude,
若是我们有这样的心智,
we will have a different prayer life.
我们就会有不同的祷告的生活。
Our mind will be cleared.
我们的心思就会清楚。
We can control ourselves.
我们就能够谨慎自守。
We must have a fervent heart toward one another.
我们必须对彼此有一个强烈爱的心。
God put us in assembly.
神把我们放在一个聚会的里面。
For a reason.
是为了一个原因。
To stretch all of us.
乃是要来扩充伸张我们每一个人。
If I live by myself,
若是我自己一个人过生活。
If I take my own business,
若是我只顾自己的事情。
There's no way God can stretch me.
那神就不能够来伸张我。
So in God's wisdom, He put me in assembly.
所以在神的智慧里面，他把我放在聚会的里面。
As us to serve one another.
叫我们来彼此服侍。
When you serve others,
当你服侍别人的时候。
Sometimes you got no responses.
也许你没有得到任何的反应。
Sometimes you got negative responses.
也许你得到负面的反应。
God used that to stretch us.
神是用这些来扩充我们。
So that we will have that fervent love.
所以我们有这样子的强烈的爱。
That does not depend on responses.
乃是不在乎人的反应。
May the Lord burden our heart.
愿意神来在我们心中给我们一个负担。
To consider that our time is short.
来真是来思想我们的时间是很短。
So we learn how to live the rest of our time.
叫我们知道如何来度我们余下的光阴。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you. for giving us this opportunity to consider your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这样机会来思想你的话语。
As we consider your word, we confess how inadequate we are.
当我们思想你的话语的时候，我们就看见我们自己实在是的不足。
And we live in the days of Noah.
我们活在挪亚的日子里。
We go about our life as ordinary persons.
我们就像一般的人一样过我们的日子。
But the Peter encourages to consider.The end of all things is near.
但是彼得在这边鼓励我们，叫我们来思想万物的结局已经。
This morning, encourage us with your Holy Spirit.
今天早上，愿你借着圣灵来激励我们每一个人。
So that we will see the wisdom of these verses.
让我们看见这些话语的智慧。
And we do consider that our time is short.
让我们来思想我们的时间不多了。
So we will arm ourselves.With the attitude of Christ.
那我们就以基督的心智当作兵器。
Learn to deny ourselves.
学习来弃绝我们的自己。
Learn to die to sin and die to self.
学习向着罪和死，罪和己是死的。
To be free from sin and for all.
就能够脱离罪，脱离一切。
Father, we ask your mercy.
天父，我们求你来怜悯我们。
For those amongst us that has not been saved.
在我们中间若是还有没有得救的
Call them
呼召他们
Give an opportunity to receive the gospel
给他们这个机会能够认识福音
Accept Jesus Christ
能够接受主耶稣
Not tomorrow
不是明天
Not this afternoon
也不是今天下午
Now
乃是现在
Accept ChristIn your heart.
接受基督在你的心中
Say, Lord, save me.
就说主啊拯救我
Save me from this flood.
拯救我脱离这个洪水
I need the ark.
我需要这个方舟
For us that have not served one another before.
为着我们还没有参与服事的
Encourage our heart.
来鼓励我们的心
Stretch us.
来伸张我们
So that we can provide hospitality for our brothers and sisters.
叫我们能够彼此款待。
We serve one another.
能够彼此服侍。
Regardless of the responses we're getting.
不管我们所得到反应是如何。
May you bless your word today.
愿意你祝福你的话语。
Use it.
使用它。
And to encourage us.
成为我们的鼓励。
So we can live the rest of our time.
让我们能够知道如何度余下的光阴
To please you
能够来讨你的喜悦
In Jesus' name we pray
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen